From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Thursday, January 30th. Experts say more bird flu testing needs to be done to prevent human transmission as poultry infections continue to climb in California. So far, 38 human cases of bird flu have been confirmed across the state. But as NSBR's Ava Norgrove reports, some cases may be going undetected.
Experts say a robust surveillance system for the virus is more important now than ever, especially after a new strain of bird flu was detected this week.
If you're not testing for something, then you won't detect it.
Maurice Potetsky studies bird flu at UC Davis. He says it's impossible to know how bad an outbreak is without routine testing.
I've heard people who, in all honesty, should know better. People say, well, it's just in a handful of people at this point. The kind of response is like, that's because we're not really robustly checking for it. What's the denominator? We're not really looking for this virus in human populations, kind of in the same way that we're looking for it in animal populations at this point.
In Butte and Shasta counties, health providers only test patients for bird flu if they show clear symptoms, test positive first for influenza A, and have a known exposure to the virus. The Butte County Public Health Department says this is because health agencies cannot force hospitals to report influenza cases. It's up to individual hospitals to determine their own protocols for testing and reporting cases. Potetsky says policies like this could lead to human cases of the virus going unnoticed.
Once it gets kind of out of control, like it is in animal populations, then it's much harder to control those type of outbreaks.
North State Public Radio reached out to the California Department of Public Health, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and the United States Department of Health and Human Services for more guidance on when providers should be testing patients for bird flu and the new H5N9 variant. Both federal agencies declined to comment, citing a media blackout ordered by the Trump administration. The CDPH did not respond to the request. In Chico, I'm Ava Norgrove.
In other news, Butte County supervisors learned more about how the Trump administration's policies could affect funding Tuesday. This came after the president issued a memo directing a freeze on all federal grants and loans. That order has since been rescinded, though the administration is still reviewing federal spending. Chris Griffin is a federal lobbyist representing Butte County. He assured the board that he would help the county navigate any uncertainty.
It's like an audit. And they're essentially auditing federal funding programs to make sure that the way funds are being expended align with the administration's priorities.
Another lobbyist for the county said that they would also monitor and track executive orders that would impact grants for local governments. And the Janet Turner Print Museum is highlighting Asian American artists in a new exhibit. In Focus, Asian American Artists is currently on display at Chico State. Rachel Skokowski is the director of galleries and a curator.
We've never actually celebrated artists of Asian descent who have been living and working in the U.S. So this is a really nice opportunity. We have artists of Chinese, Korean, Japanese, Taiwanese, Indian descent represented, but they've all sort of made their careers in the U.S. So it's an exciting opportunity to tell a slightly different story.
24 different artists are featured, with work spanning from 1930 to 2019.
We have artists working in different time periods, in different mediums. We've got all kinds of different types of printmaking represented.
A curator talk and an opening reception to celebrate the exhibition will take place in the Performing Arts Center at Chico State this evening. Also, a new report links the wildland fires in Los Angeles County to climate change. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
The analysis was made by researchers at World Weather Attribution, which studies human-caused climate change and weather. It found global warming increased the likelihood of high fire weather conditions in the Los Angeles area by around 35%. It also found the intensity of the fires was 6% greater because of warming. Two very wet years, followed by a dry autumn, significantly increased the amount of flammable vegetation. This was ready fodder when the 80-mile-an-hour Santa Ana winds blew through the region. Measuring the effects of climate change on weather is difficult and evolving, but the National Academy of Sciences says the methods used by World Weather Attribution are valid. This early analysis still needs to undergo peer review, but according to reporting by the Associated Press, nearly all early studies of this kind are ultimately found to be accurate. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
And finally, a growing storm is expected to bring rain to parts of the North State later this week. The National Weather Service forecasts an atmospheric river to move into the region on Friday. The northern Sacramento Valley, northern Sierra, and surrounding foothills are expected to see rain as the storm moves in from the Gulf of Alaska. Redding could see up to a full inch of precipitation. Forecasters say the storm could last through the weekend. And those were your headlines for Thursday, January 30th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, you could head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.